Now, of course, in the academy, there's that wonderful statue of David. Yeah? But near that statue, there are four unfinished sculptures by Michelangelo. And these four sculptures aren't unfinished, are known as the Four Prisoners. Four Prisoners. And one of these four is a very appropriate image for what I've been talking about. It's known as the Youthful Prisoner. I don't know whether Michelangelo gave it that name, but now it's called the Youthful Prisoner. And as the name implies, it's of a youth who is partly trapped still, and always will be, in the stone, and partly released by Michelangelo's chisel. It's not known, I think, why Michelangelo abandoned these sculptures. Perhaps it was a fault in the marble, I don't know. But the figures are very evocative. The imprisoned youth, eyes closed, he holds his forearm over his head like that, in a protective way. He's a tall, handsome youth, but he can't as yet stand up to his full height. He's eternally doomed to imprisonment. He's a symbol of growth rejected, of being permanently trapped in the prison of his own egoity. Another of these figures is of what someone called Atlantis. And with this one, Michelangelo has sculpted out most of the legs and the trunk, and one very powerful muscular arm. And this powerful muscular arm holds up the great weight of marble in which the head is still imprisoned. This one is called Atlantis. I don't know, again, whether Michelangelo called it that or someone later. But Atlantis, of course, refers to the lost city. But there's also the mythological association with Atlas, the Titan, the giant who was made to carry the sky on his shoulders, and whom Perseus turned to stone with the severed head of the Medusa. Stone, at least a block of stone, before it's sculpted, suggests dead, lifeless, frozen energy. Vedanya, when he briefed me for this talk, said in his email, I quote from his email, "The sword of wisdom cuts away the old," and then Vedanya goes on to define the old as the way we define ourselves based on the past, labels, patterns, self-restrictions. The sword, he suggests, does away with old, stale ways of being and allows us to be new and youthful. So I've said quite a bit about afflictions, about resentments which we can decapitate and so on. But what are these stale ways of being? Ways of being on the way to becoming petrified and deadened. They deaden us. It's these two that have to be chiseled away. Otherwise, we have to bear the terrible weight like the unfortunate Atlantis. What a terrible strain. We put ourselves under such strain sometimes. So what unnecessary weight are we carrying? Isn't it time we relieved ourselves of it? Isn't it time we chiseled ourselves free?